This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Water pumps in a new section of I-70 did not automatically turn on when they should have during last night's heavy rains in Denver, and that's one reason why the interstate flooded. Some motorists were stranded for more than an hour. CDOT says once they did turn on those pumps, the system worked and drained the roadways. CDOT and contractor Kiewit are now investigating what went wrong. Groups for the decriminalization of plant-based psychedelic drugs are opposing a ballot initiative to legalize psychoactive mushrooms in this fall's election. Organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says they are for decriminalization, but doing it in a community-oriented way.
We do need to organize. We do need to stand up for what's right for our beliefs, because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
Rogers and other organizers have criticized current statewide legalization efforts for taking too much out-of-state money. Meanwhile, a campaign to put an abortion ban on Colorado's November ballot failed to get enough signatures to qualify. The grassroots campaign did not have support from Colorado's major anti-abortion organizations. More Coloradans are finding jobs when they want them, and fewer people are having to commute between part-time opportunities. That's according to economist Nicholas Sly with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
And more of the workforce now is actually has one full-time job, potentially with some benefits, only one commute to it. And I think there's strength in the labor market there that isn't just reflected in the unemployment number. It's the type and quality of jobs that are available out there.
Sly says Colorado's unemployment rate is low across skill groups. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.